You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The key to life is hope. That's what a lot of people are looking for.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, you are the hope of our world. Without you, we are at a loss. With you, we have a faith to carry on and to bear whatever life brings. Help us to give hope to others through the good news of your love and care, which we see and have through faith in your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It was a great thing that happened to the man. He never stopped talking about it. If I read it correctly, this is the way he began just about every speech he made for the rest of his life. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The key word is hope. That's what a lot of people are looking for. Our age has lost hope. For a time, there was hope in certain attractive political figures, but that has died practically all over the world. For a time, there was hope in the new discoveries of science, but that has died practically all over the world. For a time, there was hope in the good things of universal prosperity, but that has died practically all over the world. To get it together again, as they say, young people have turned to drugs and older people have turned to sex. The drug culture has been supported mostly by young people, and pornography has been supported mostly by older people. There never was any hope there. Nothing kills as quickly as drugs when they are misused and abused. Nothing fails as quickly as sex when a God-given thing of beauty is turned into a secular mishmash of sordidness and nothingness. To a world very much like ours, with a lot of promise and very little deliverance, came hope, said St. Peter, straight from God. It is founded in Jesus Christ. Christ is God, talking and acting in our world. He is God's mercy, his heart, so to speak. He is God's face, his smile, so to speak. St. Paul said, we preach not ourselves, but the Lord Jesus Christ. For God, who first said, let there be light in this world of ours, has shined into our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of his grace and glory in the face of Jesus Christ. The grace of God, which is his glory, his mercy, is a great thing when you think about it. If God is, and God is merciful, there's hope for our world. If God isn't, and God is not merciful, what hope is there? Our secular age has put our noses right on the subject. We've come face to face with a blank wall. There is no way to turn, no way, apart from God. But God can knock down the walls. He does that all the time for all kinds of people. He can do it for you, too. He can do it the same way he did it for St. Peter, who faced a blank wall of black despair. Out of that despair came hope. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Out of the magnificence of his mercy, he has brought us to life again and given us a hope that is alive all through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's good news to people who have no hope at all. People who have everything but no hope. Like an 18-year-old about whom a friend of mine told me recently. She had everything. She had traveled the whole road of easy money and material possession. She had gone the whole sexual route, and now she was pregnant. She had no husband. No, nothing. She was wretched, disillusioned, and at the end of the promises of the drug scene. Disillusioned, jaded, tired, desperate, and afraid. She had absolutely nothing left. That's a lot of people today. They have abandoned hope. They have no hope in the institutions of society. They have no heroes because there are none. There's fear everywhere and desperation. There's no real reason to live. That's what happens when hope dies. A lot of people have lost all sense of purpose in life. In the old days, there was at least a frontier to challenge the dreams of people in the hope of improving their economic situation. The church had hope of reaching far-off tribes with the gospel. Something new would open up again and give people hope, so they thought. What happens all of a sudden when your doors begin to close? Some people turn to themselves to seek some purpose in their inner personal life. Their personal opinions, their personal tastes, their personal goals become the sole object of their existence. Young people talk about getting it together, and older people try to do the same thing, but it doesn't work somehow. Nothing works. Eventually, people begin to say, there is no hope. Others try to create new frontiers. There was space exploration. There was the civil rights movement. And there were all kinds of things. There were new nations, and there were all kinds of things into which people could throw themselves. The doors began to close again. Things didn't turn out as people had hoped. Hopes began to die, and now they are all but dead. The new frontiers turn out to be the same old things. Is there no hope at all? Nothing and no one to which or to whom you can commit yourself? I'm here to say that there is no movement and no man, unless it is Jesus Christ and the faith to which he calls people of every kind in every land. It sounds like old stuff, I know. It isn't old at all. It's as new as today. Jesus Christ is alive, and that's new. Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead. Something great has happened in our world, which never happened before in this way, and will not happen in that way again until his return to pick up the pieces of our world. Now, that's true. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. It's no wonder that his people were beside themselves with new hope. If his people don't have hope today, it's because they don't take his resurrection seriously. If the world today has no hope, it's because it has written off Jesus Christ and his resurrection. I can't write off Jesus Christ, not when he has risen from the dead. There are many things that depress me too, but there's always Jesus Christ risen from the dead. I challenge you today to look again at the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and to consider what all of it means for you. For your life, your world, our life, our world, for all of us put together, if God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting our sins against us, what does that mean for all of us put together? That means hope. God has not given up our world. He could, but he hasn't. The man who died there that day, mocked, spit upon, and despised, claimed to be God's son, sent to be the savior of the world. Either he was unique or he wasn't. If he was what he claimed to be, the son of man, come to seek and save those that are lost, the lost ones of our world, why, a great thing has happened, and he is the greatest. God declared that man to be the son of God with power by resurrection from the dead. God took all the tattered hopes of our world, shredded and misguided as they are, and wrapped them up in that one man to let us know what he has done. God raised him from the dead. He is alive. He is Lord. He is in charge. The resurrection of Jesus Christ charged up people whose new hope could not be contained. Hope will out. They became a different people. Talking to people like that, St. Peter said, "You were not a people, but now you are a people. Once you did not obtain mercy, but now you have obtained mercy. Thanks be to God. Great be the name of God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us a hope that is alive by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. For dispirited, jaded, tired, disenchanted, and desperate people all over this world of ours, Jesus Christ is the ground of hope. He was a man, and he is a man. He rose from the dead, a man like ourselves. He was no ordinary man. He is Lord. Today, anyone who goes with him in faith is no ordinary person either. He has a hope that is alive, genuine hope that does not disappoint. Hope will out. It comes out on the faces of people, and it comes out in everything they do. Hope vents itself, not in destruction, but in salvation. God's saving purpose is at work in the world through people who have hope in Jesus Christ. Where are these people anyway? Most of them are very ordinary people, everyday people. They come from far and near. They are rich and poor. Some are weak and some are strong. Some help and others are in need of help. But they're real people. Real people, surprised by God in the magnificence of his mercy. Through the Spirit-packed good news of the redeeming love God pours out upon our world in his Son, Jesus Christ. Where do you find these people? You find them in church on Sunday, and you find them going to work on Monday. They have vision. They have hope that does not leave them ashamed to pray. They know their Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. They are members of his family, born anew, so to speak, by the surprise of hope. They are at work in all kinds of things. Their hope shows itself in their willingness to do for others what they would not have been willing to do without Jesus Christ. They have a heart, something like his. They have compassion. Without all of that bitterness that is so characteristic of our world, they're not out to knife each other or anyone else. They're out to help as they have been helped. They're out to give hope as they have been given hope. They're out to do as has been done for them. People with hope are always ready to serve. They have a Savior that came to serve and not to be served. They serve because they expect, waiting and watching for more than just today, for the emergence of something that will always be better. They're not overcome with evil, but have hope enough to overcome evil with good. The truth is they're alive because they have a hope that is alive through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. What is it that Jesus Christ gives them? Christ gives them forgiveness, first of all. He forgives as only God can. Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven you. Only God can talk that way, out of the goodness of his heart and the magnificence of his mercy. With forgiveness, life, real life. Jesus Christ gives that too. It is a new way of looking at things, a new way of seeing the world, a new way of doing. Be kind, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God, for the sake of Christ, has forgiven you. Man, that's what our world needs today, a new life and a new way of doing things. The heroes are all locked up in mausoleums. Jesus Christ is alive. He is alive and well. He is Lord. There is hope. The greatest mystery of life is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ is our hope, said St. Paul. He is the hope of eternal life, and that changes everything. Every man who has this hope in him, said St. John, purifies himself as Christ is pure. The plan of hope is simple. Hope will out. You can't keep it inside yourself. Although it's got to be inside yourself to come out. Hope is powerful. You can't imprison it. People who have committed themselves to Jesus Christ have hope, and they help to restore, to strengthen, to heal, and to give hope to others so that they too have a reason to go on. Hopeful people always teach others to hope. They shine as lights in the world for a better tomorrow. People with hope are the real links between the real needs of our world and the real solutions our world needs. They put themselves between the pluses and the minuses of human existence. They fill the gap between justice and injustice. They supply the stuff of hopelessness with a living hope. They are the hope of our world, to lift it out of its despair. There isn't anything or anyone beyond the reach of the living hope that comes from God himself. Hope in God is the product of God's magnificent mercy. With him is limitless compassion, tremendous care. And with that, things begin to happen. They have to happen because God is in it with everything he is and everything he has. You too can have a part in this great ongoing event. Give yourself to the call of God. Have faith in Jesus Christ, alive and well. Accept the forgiveness of God in Christ. Live the life of God in Christ. Make the commitment and break with the past. Get the future with hope in God who is in charge of the future. One hero is left. Not the hero people expected. He's the one God sent. He's not the one a lot of people admire who are looking for other things. But he's the one God gave into death for us all and raised from the dead by his own great glory. He's the one, victorious, invincible, and enduring. Yesterday and today and forever the same. Have hope, my friend. Have hope in Christ. Risen from the dead and coming again. Have hope and let it out. Hope does its own work. It's alive in the present. And it enlightens the future. It's hope. And that, when you come right down to it, is life. It's life in Christ. What a life! There's no limit to life when it is emboldened by hope. Hope, that is, in Christ. And that hope does not make ashamed. Amen.
Listening to a recorded copy of a Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your life, may we suggest that you share the cassette with others. This cassette service is a special ministry of the Mass Media Department of the Lutheran Layman's League.